Keeping your cool on a red-hot 4th of July.
Hydrate, hydrate, and a little bit more hydrate.
The president interviews more Supreme Court candidates.
Such an important decision, and we're going to give you a great one.
92-year-old woman arrested for killing her son.
There was a dispute regarding her son wanting to put her in an assisted living home.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. The phrase red hot and boom is used often for fireworks shows like this one last night in Texas. Red and hot may be exactly what millions are feeling today with temperatures in the 90s. It feels like temperatures above 100. Our reports begin with correspondent Jerika Duncan.
Hundreds of people in Boston sat under the hot sun through temperatures that reached the mid-90s to watch a pre-holiday concert. The heat index made it feel closer to 105.
We stayed in the shade and drank a lot of water.
In Addison, Texas, just north of Dallas, at least three people attending a holiday festival were taken to the hospital for heat-related emergencies. Many others were treated on the scene and released.
Rehydrated, fresh. Ready to watch the fireworks.
Hundreds of thousands of people are expected on the National Mall for the Capitol 4th celebration. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is there.
DC Fire is already seeing 10 to 15 cases of heat exhaustion a day. And of course, there's a lot of concern about what this day will bring as so many people gather here on the mall. The city has already added additional cooling centers here, and that's in addition to about a half dozen or so first aid tents that will be on the mall. Dozens of first responders will be here to help anyone affected by the sweltering temperatures and the humidity.
Many Colorado towns have canceled their fireworks shows because of a huge wildfire in the southern part of the state. Fire officials say the spring fire is now 80,000 acres big. It's destroyed more than 100 homes. Connie Bartley lives there but says she's had enough.
I'm ready to leave Colorado. I've been here since 1975, and I'm ready to walk out right now.
That fire is only 5% contained. Firefighters are working more than 60 wildfires in the West. The White House says President Trump met with three Supreme Court candidates yesterday. He spoke about those potential nominees last night during a veterans dinner at West Virginia's Greenbrier Resort.
These are very talented people, brilliant people, and I think you're going to really love it, like Justice Gorsuch. We hit a home run there, and we're going to hit a home run here.
CBS's Steve Dorsey.
A White House official says the president has talked with seven people he's considering nominating to the Supreme Court. The White House has confirmed the president talked yesterday with the only lawmaker on his list of 25 Supreme Court candidates, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. The president will announce his decision Monday.
The makeup of the Supreme Court could make it hard for anyone who challenges the Trump administration's latest guidance for colleges. It says they should no longer consider race for enrollment. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The last major affirmative action case was written by Justice Kennedy, who just retired. That was Fisher versus the University of Texas, in which the Supreme Court ultimately concluded that race-conscious admissions are permissible. That now is in jeopardy with this new Supreme Court appointee that is imminent.
Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan faces accusations involving a sex abuse scandal during his time as a wrestling coach at Ohio State University. More on that live from CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
A founder of the House Freedom Caucus who's on any staunch conservatives shortlist for speaker, Jim Jordan denies any knowledge of the abuse. It allegedly occurred in the 1980s and 90s when Richard Strauss was the wrestling team doctor at Ohio State. Jordan was a member of the coaching staff. Two former Ohio State wrestlers now say Strauss was widely known to grope team members during exams, and they say Jordan knew about it too, but did nothing. Strauss committed suicide in 2005. Ohio State has hired a law firm to investigate, and the lawyers say they've tried to contact Jordan to request an interview. The congressman denies that, but a spokesman says Jordan intends to assist them in any way they ask. Peter?
Rescue workers are still trying to come up with a plan to bring 12 boys and their soccer coach out of a cave in northern Thailand. CBS's Ben Tracy is there.
The plan for now is this. They are trying to furiously pump as much water out of this cave as possible. The hope is if they bring the water level down far enough, it'll be more safe for the kids to either try to swim out, or better yet, they could wade or walk out. This has become a race against time and the weather. Heavy rains are forecast for this weekend again, so they are in the process of trying to plug every hole they can find that goes into this cave so it doesn't flood. again.
4 months after a former Russian spy and his daughter were poisoned in southern England, there's a new suspicious case. More from London and CBS's Larry Miller.
British police are calling the poisoning of a man and a woman in the English town of Amesbury a major incident. They're in critical condition. Their house and other sites have been roped off. Amesbury is 7 miles from Salisbury, where former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a nerve agent. Britain claims that was ordered by the Kremlin. So far, police are not linking the two incidents. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
In Arizona, sheriff's deputies have arrested a 92-year-old woman they say shot and killed her son because he wanted to put her in an assisted living home.
This is definitely an odd one.
Maricopa County Sheriff Sergeant Bryant Vanegas says the woman hid two guns in her bathrobe before confronting her son and his girlfriend in his bedroom.
They struggled over the handgun. She was able to dislodge the handgun out of her hands. Blessing was able to pull out a secondary handgun. They struggled over that handgun as well.
Millions of people will enjoy 4th of July fireworks tonight, but for one group of Americans, it's one of the most dreaded nights of the year. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Fireworks often evoke terrible memories for military veterans who suffer from PTSD. James and Deborah Blaine of Atlanta met in the Army. They both served in Iraq.
It can take you back.
It's quick to have a flashback and be back in the war or feel like you're back in that zone.
Some vets with PTSD blast the TV or music during fireworks. Others head to remote cabins or lake houses. 3 years ago, a Valdosta, Georgia Army vet suffering from PTSD killed himself the night of the 4th of July.
And animal rights groups are reminding people that fireworks aren't good for cats or dogs either. They say if you're going to the show tonight, best idea is to leave your pets at home. The hot weather is bringing out the mosquitoes and possible dangers.
We have more to worry about when it comes to mosquitoes this year. The CDC's Roxanne Connolly says they carry a number of viruses, some of them dangerous.
Yeah, I think we're probably seeing more that are coming into the U.S. that we haven't seen in previous years, mainly because of the way people move around and travel.
She says currently the main concern is West Nile. There have already been cases reported in California and North Dakota. She says try to avoid mosquito bites altogether, and when you're outside, make sure you wear EPA-registered insect repellent. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News Atlanta.
Photographer Alan Diaz has died, and while you probably don't know the name, you probably do remember his iconic Associated Press picture of 6-year-old Elian Gonzalez as an armed immigration agent confronted his Miami relatives. The boy was returned to his father in Cuba. Diaz won a Pulitzer Prize. He was 71. That's the World News Roundup for the 4th of July. I'm Peter King, CBS News.